Thanks for clicking that play button. You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. Cue up the music and let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I hope you are having a just wonderful week, day, hour, or at whatever time you're listening. My name is Misty Noel, and I just want to welcome you to the Trucking Nation podcast. I have, of course, like always, a really great show for you today. This one, we kind of changed things up a bit. I actually have a couple of really interesting app reviews to go over with you and all kinds of some new updates, things. And then I want to get into, for our like health and fitness talk, I want to talk about some just natural remedies and ways to soothe like sore, achy muscles like post-workout, and like how to help your joints and things. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to kick everything off with talking about inspections. If you know, like the weather's starting to get warmer and inspection season is about to be in full swing, you know what I mean. Just those random inspections that happen for like 3 days, like all the time through the summer and into the fall, it's about to happen. So, you know, finally the snow's starting to melt up in those northern states, and I know you guys are super excited. I do feel bad though. I think New York and some other like really northern states, they just got some snow not too long ago. So I'm hoping the weather just all starts to warm up. You know what I mean? I bet y'all just get so sick of snow by this time. But, you know, with inspection season starting to come out, it's really a good idea to make sure that your truck, of course, is up to code, everything's good to go, and you know that you're not going to be hit with penalties or fines when you are inspected. But it's also a really great thing to have all of your documents or whatever they might ask for ready to go and to hand over just all at once. So you're not having to search all different like little cubby holes and little spots, maybe where you stuffed a piece of paper or something that they're asking for. What the best thing you can do, and I know a lot of you have like already do this, and that's great, so make sure that all of your friends do it too, is to get one of those zip up binders. You know, just kick it old school. Just get an old zip up binder, and of course, like, you find them just in your regular school supply section, and it's get those, what are they called, the clear little file separators that you can stick little papers in. Get some of those, and then have all of your really important documents that, I mean, you would be in some trouble if they got messed up. You want to put those in those like little clear sleeves, and then you can have all of your other documents just ready to go and to hand over. Now, I say a zip up folder instead of just maybe one of those like little 10 cent manila folders or something, because all your stuff can easily fall out and get lost, or they can get just put somewhere where you don't realize that they're there and you can't find it when you need it. And then you'll get a fine for not being able to present the documentation. And then you have to go to the, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but you guys know this, especially you probably know someone who's had to deal with that. So make a zip up one is really going to be just the safest thing you can do. And I'm serious. It might save you just a bunch of headache when they ask you for certain documents. Just hand them the whole thing. Here's everything you need, and they can easily just flip through it. They'll be able to see everything, and they're not going to be like touching your actual documents. So that way there's just less wear and tear on all of that information. I know this year I saw some articles on it, and I know, you know, the whole medical certificate stuff is a big deal. So make sure you have that, because I know a lot of enforcement agencies are already anticipating. They're like, this is going to be something we are going to ask for, and we know that maybe not everyone will be able to present it. So they're already anticipating, you know, like things to ask for or to look for that they think that you might not have. And, you know, so make sure you have everything put together in one place that will stay safe, and you know where it is, so you can just quickly grab it and hand it over, because you don't want to be searching for something like that. You know, like, you never want to keep like a long time in between when they ask you for something and when you can actually give it to them, because that just gives the inspector more time to look at your truck and to like find, nitpick and find other things. So, you know, you just want to be able to, here you go, I'm organized, you know, I got this, check out my truck, I know it's ready to go. That's how you gotta keep it all up and up, you know what I mean? Now let's get into some technology stuff. Now, TruckLogix did this really, really great update recently, and they just added an LTL and FTL feature to TruckLogix so that you can track all those different types of loads still in one program. And what's really, really interesting about it is like the benefits that this can offer you if you're doing this is, you know, instead of sending multiple dispatches for each of your LTL loads, you can just send one to your driver. Like just one, you don't have to send multiple stuff and they don't get confused. You know, it makes life so easier already. And then you can also organize the trip by just dragging and dropping the locations in the order that you need. And then even if you need to add more locations or anything like that, you can. And it's super easy, and you can even do it while they're out on the load. You could be like, hey man, you need to stop at these other places. I got them already added in. Just check your TruckLogix app and you'll be able to see it. And then what's really cool about that is then you can set it to show up on Google Maps. So like everything just streams together. And some other ones, you can use the Pro Miles feature that comes with the Google Maps, so you know exactly like the right truck roads that you can take. It'll all sync up and show you exactly where to go, show your route, all of it. And I really like that feature about it because it has it all in one. You're not having to open multiple apps or make multiple phone calls to like check on things or make sure you're going the right place. It's all right there. Some other benefits you can create, like once everything's done and you need to make those invoices, it is super easy to create an extremely professional looking invoice to send with just a few clicks. Now, I believe you can do this through the app too. So while you're out, you can send the invoice actually with the customer. So it's really kind of cool that way. And when I say professional looking invoice, I mean, you can customize your invoices in TruckLogix to display your logo or to, you know, to represent your company. And then it's not just something that you throw together. It has everything there, that's everything's nice and neat and it's professional. And you can even, there's even a feature where you can add a comment or, you know, a message to someone. So you're able to give that personal touch, but it also is just very professional. And that's what I like. I think anything that you actually send to a customer, it's always great to have that little personal message or that personal touch or just, you know, a thank you or, you know, or contact information. Just be like, hey, if you ever need this done, just, you know, give me a call, anything like that. So those are some really great new updates to TruckLogix. And the LTL feature, there's a lot more that you can do with it. And I mean, it makes just the whole thing is super easy. You can head over to TruckLogix and check it out if you'd like, but I would honestly recommend giving the TruckLogix team a call. Their number is 704-234-6946. And if you don't remember that, that's fine. I like to say numbers, it's fun. But just head on over to their website. You can access it on your phone or anything like that, and you can find that contact information and give them a call. These people are just super nice, and they just want to help truckers, you know, because, I mean, you got to manage your business properly, and that'll keep you out of a whole bunch of hot water when it comes to taxes and invoices and customers and everything like that. So TruckLogix is just going to give you that professional edge. Even if you have like a really small business, like if it's just you, you still want to be professional. That's how you grow. That's how your business grows. And it's a lot easier to maintain and make those professional relationships when they see what you do. And they can see that through TruckLogix and your invoices and how you communicate with them. It'll really just help everything. It just helps everything. It helps your business grow. And Some other great features in TruckLogix, I'm going to get off them in a second, is their accounting features. I mean, for your expenses and for your IFTTT stuff and everything, you can do it all in TruckLogix. So please give the TruckLogix team a call and talk to them about it and just tell them what you're going through in your business and how TruckLogix can help you. And they will hook you up with a free trial. They'll extend it even for you probably. And then, you know, they're just going to show you exactly how to use the program. And life is going to be easy peasy. I promise you. But make sure and set up that walkthrough so they can just do a one-on-one personal walkthrough and show you the program and show you which features are going to work best for you and everything like that. So do check them out at TruckLogix.com and just give them a call. All right. Now, I've been researching, you know, just match just happened. TruckLogix was there. A lot of you guys stopped by the booth and got to talking to Brian and Glenn and just a lot of great feedback from that. It was just an amazing event. I got to observe it from afar, I guess. I did a lot of keeping up on social media to see where people are at. And I don't want to say the name because I don't want to get it wrong, but somebody had one of the coolest booths set up. So it was like a diner. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you know, just hit me up on Facebook at the Truckee Nation podcast and let me know, because I've just been scrolling through a bunch of pictures and I was kind of following George and Wendy. I love Wendy. She's just one of my favorite bloggers. I love reading her stuff. And I was following them and they got to just meet all just these great people and so much fun. But I hope you guys enjoyed Match. You know, next year it'll be bigger and better than this year. It always is. And I was kind of going through trying to find some of the latest technology and things that were introduced at Match. And honestly, I had a bit of a problem. I just wish there was just one page or just somebody would cover it. Like, I tried. Because I know there is a lot of technology that comes out at Match, but I just want one localized place to go where I can find a list of everything that was presented or new technology or even all the concept trucks that came out. See, this is why I need to go, so that I just know. Next year, I'm going to try to be there, because then I'll be able to just go ahead and tell you, because I got to do it firsthand, right? But some of the technology, I don't know. Like, do you guys just, you get really excited for new, like, I love new technology and I get really excited to know about the new stuff. And then when I see it, I just wasn't as impressed as I thought I should have been. Now, there are some great advancements that came out, especially in the use of, like, radar technology and new, like, computerized things and stuff to make truckers just life on the road easier. But I had a hard time finding stuff that was really, like, noteworthy to talk about. So I'm gonna keep researching and I'm gonna find some really great stuff. I know there's been some new truck designs that come out, and those are always amazing. I love that stuff. But I wanna know more about the technology stuff that's not just, like, you know, engines and computer chips and trucks. I'm looking at more of, like, the apps or things like that. And I just didn't find as much as I wanted to. So I'm going to get back to you on that one. Like, hopefully I'll be able to find something. I know they're out there. If you know of something, especially apps or something like that, you want me to review, please just hit me up on the Truckee Nation Facebook page or tag me on Twitter, just something. Or if you know that there is some great stuff out there that I'm just missing, please let me know, because I want to talk about it. I'd love to review it, or at least if I can get a hold of the company that makes it and talk to them, please let me know, because I am searching. Or if you are a company who's putting out new technology for truckers, let me know. I want to talk about it. Now, one app that is out, I know it's not new. Now, there is some new tech. I'm not exactly sure how new it is. I wrote it down, but I can't find it. But Sanutec for safety. And the reviews on this product, honestly, they're not that great right now. There's not a lot of reviews on it. And this is the Life 360 app. It's been advertised for truckers because, I mean, it's a great app for safety, for being able to update your family or just anyone who you would like to know just where you are or where the last place you were or something like that. Now, in the reviews, if you read them or something, you'll see that there's a lot of complaints about push notifications and things like that. And what I found to remedy that problem is just to select the not now when it asks you. I have an iPhone. I'm not sure if it does this on an Android or something, but it'll ask you to send push notifications and updates and things like that. Just click the not now, or you can just go into your notifications on the app. There's settings in the settings, and you can just turn that off. And then you do not run into that problem. Now, I do know, like, when you first download the app, it is free, but I believe, like, you can update it or upgrade. You can upgrade it to, I forgot the exact version. It's called, like, the full version. You can upgrade it. But honestly, I've been using it for about a week now, just testing it out. I've been able to get along fine with the free version. I really like how you can, you set your, like, your one location, and then wherever you go, it automatically does stuff, and then you can just do a check-in. And then you add your family members to the app, and then they can be able to access it and see where you are, where you've been. You can send messages. And there's this really interesting panic. There's like a panic button. So if something is wrong, you can click that panic button, and it'll automatically send a message to all your family members or whoever you have listed, like, in your little group. So I think that's really cool, especially if you have kids that are at home and you're on the road. I mean, you probably have someone else that is at home with them, but it's just another thing to give you some peace of mind that you know where they are, or your kids are where they said they were going to be. Or even for truckers, like, this is a great thing for wives to just have a little bit of peace of mind that they know, you know, he's where he said he was. He made it to the truck stop or something like that. Check it out. Let me know what you think. There's a bunch of other tracking apps like this. Some other people have said, just why not just use the Google feature where you can drop a pin? And that is perfectly fine. But with the app, I believe it'll update even if you don't get service. Whoever is in your little family group will still be able to know where you are. And I know with, like, the Google apps, like, if you don't have service and stuff to send that pin, that's the issue, because it's really easy. You drop a pin and you can send the information straight through a text message. But if you don't have service, you know, you can't really do that. So that's just the downside of the Google apps, like dropping the pin and sending it that way. But that is also a great safety feature to, like, incorporate in your daily routine, just so your family knows where you are. Because I know I care about you guys and I don't even know you. So I need y'all. It's like, I need y'all to be safe. I'm tired of seeing all these horrible, like, news updates and stuff about bad things happening to truckers. It's not right. Okay, we're gonna get off that. I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole, you know. Trying to keep it positive, so hopefully this app will hopefully give your family or yourself, or, you know, if you're concerned about a buddy going somewhere, this is a great app to have just to make sure that he's okay too. And I thoroughly believe in the buddy system for truckers. Just make sure somebody knows where you're at. That's my big message. Just make sure somebody knows where you are, especially at night. Make sure somebody knows the last place you've been. Okay, let's move on. The next latest and greatest app for truckers that is going to really help you out with tracking your expenses and planning financial stuff ahead is the new IFTA fuel tax calculator presented by Express IFTA. And this IFTTT calculator is actually really, really cool. I was on messing with it the other day. You know, I got to test it out before I talk to you. And I really like it. It's free to download. It's available for both iPhone, Android. I'll have links to it in my blog, but you can also just search for it in the App Store or Google Play. It'll come right up. You'll see it. It'll be bright and pretty. I know there's other apps out there that do the same thing, but they're a little dated and they're a little difficult to use, not gonna lie. Like I tried a couple out because I have to compare. They were not as easy as the IFTTT fuel tax calculator. I promise you. So when you download this app, what's really cool, you just click on it and it opens straight up to where, to the entry fields where you put in your state and the mileage and the fuel. And it'll automatically calculate how much you're gonna owe before you even generate the return. And so you can just, I know the IFTTT deadline for first quarter is April 30, is it April 30th? Is it 31 or 30th? There's 30 days in April. It's April 30th. That's gonna be your first quarter IFTTT deadline. I would highly not advise you to wait till the last minute to file your IFTTT return. But if you download this app, you can go ahead and put in your mileage and your stuff from, now you're gonna be reporting on mileage from January, February, and March. Now you can put that all in this calculator app and then just bada bing, bada boom, bam, you have how much money you're either gonna owe or how much money you are gonna be owed. You know, like, cause sometimes you actually receive money. So you'll be able to figure all that out and then you can plan it, like when you'll be able to make this payment, or you'll be able to put it in the books, be like, I'm gonna do it on this day, this is how much I'm gonna owe. So you can already plan out some of your expenses for the next month. So it's really great to help your business management and just to keep you on track, and it'll help you not forget to file your IFTTT on time. Oh, I'm telling you, those fees for late filing are just horrendous. I mean, they're really expensive, and then it just goes straight up from there because there's a penalty for filing late, and then there'll be like additional penalties after that. So you don't want to file past the deadline. All right, next new app wasn't made specifically for a trucker, but it almost was like it's custom made for you guys, but even though it wasn't made for you, like it's really perfect for you, you know what I mean? That kind of confused me a little bit. But y'all get what I mean. It is perfect for anyone who is just out on the road or not around a computer all the time. And I'm talking about tax returns. Now, I know at Matt's, like trucker tax stuff, that was like a big, big deal. Like that was like the big thing in the tech area. But I'm not talking just about trucker taxes. Now, you know, April 15th is that big old tax deadline. And I know a lot of you guys, just the stress is already hitting you. Maybe you haven't even started on your return. You haven't contacted your accountant. You haven't sent in anything. And that's okay. You know, I don't want you to stress out because there is a tax extension form that you can file. And it's called Form 4868. And you can do this at Express Extension. So if you've been listening for a while, you know, I've talked about them. I know I talked about them last episode, but you can go to their website if you'd like to find out more about what they do. But I'm talking about, you know, Form 4868 is a tax extension for your personal tax returns. I'll have listed which ones you can extend. And there is an app now that Express Extensions released not too long ago called Express 4868, where you can e-file a tax extension from, like, no matter where you are, because it's an app, right? Now, you don't even need to put in a reason why you need a tax extension. You don't have to enter in like a whole bunch of crazy numbers. Like, all you'll need is just your name, you know, your address, and you'll enter your social security number. And then if you will owe taxes, you'll need to put in an estimation. And usually it's about, a lot of people just put in what they did the year before, and that's perfectly fine. Usually that's exactly what you need to do. And that's just if you owe taxes. And then you can file this extension. It only takes a second. And you'll receive like instant notification from the IRS as soon as it is accepted. And then you will be provided an additional 6 months to file your personal tax returns. I mean, just doesn't that just make you feel a little bit less stressed right there? It's like you could have an additional 6 months to file. And this is like a lot of times, like if you get incorrect information back on your 1099s or your W-2s or whatever like that, this is what you need to do. This will just extend that deadline so you have plenty of time to get all that mess fixed and you're not going to have to take time off the road or, you know, you won't have to miss out on that money from working to fix something simple, right? Now, if you work with an accountant or something like that, you can always just call him and be like, yo, or her, sorry. it's just a habit. I know there's ladies in every job field, but just give them a call, talk to them, be like, you know, especially if I'm not ready. I do need more time to file. Can I file this tax extension? Will it extend my deadline? Things like that. You know, one of the best trucker tax services that you can call is actually called Trucker Tax Service. I had a wonderful interview with the founder and CEO a few podcasts back. You'll be able to find it if you want to listen. But his name is Jim, and I mean, he was just telling me all the problems that come along with filing trucker taxes, because there is a lot that you have to know to file them, and so that you get back the return that you want, and not want, but the return you deserve, and you get all the deductions that truckers can have. There is an infinite amount of deductions that truckers are eligible for, and they usually don't even get. So I would highly recommend contacting these guys and ladies. When I spoke with him, he said the best thing to do is honestly just give them a call. If they don't pick up, they'll call you right back. And they'll be able to help you out. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, and they do everything over the phone. So you do not have to take time off of work, and you don't have to go into an office anywhere. As long as you get to a truck stop that might have a fax machine or something like that, you'll be good to go. So make sure and like contact them. You can just go straight to their website, truckertaxservice.com, or you can contact them at 888-799-1099. And I know, I'm telling you, they'll take good care of you over there. Now, if you want to know more about Express Extensions, and they offer multiple different types of tax extensions, here is a little bit more information on Express Extensions and the services that they offer, and a few words from our sponsor.
ExpressExtension.com is the easiest way to a tax extension for business and personal taxes that automatically extends your tax deadline 5 to 6 months. Our entire e-filing process only takes a few minutes, and you receive same-day approval. Head on over to ExpressExtension.com and see how easy it is to be stress-free this tax season.
Isn't it nice to have just a little break real quick before we get into like the really fun stuff of the podcast? I love talking about health and fitness. It's basically, I've just let it take over my life because it's so important. I'm trying to get healthy because I want to live for a while. So I want to first revisit the whole discussion about coffee versus tea. It's just going to be real quick, and then I got some real good stuff we're going to talk about in just a second. But now I know I have just really, really bad anxiety. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's really affected my life, where I can't go to a lot of crowded places, so I miss out on a lot of stuff. And what I found was, like, I was a big, avid coffee drinker, like multiple cups a day, and my anxiety was just horrible. So I did a whole lot of research and found that coffee really isn't the best thing for your anxiety because of the high caffeine content. But I still would like a little bit of caffeine for the day. And so I completely cut coffee out, like of my life, of everything. It's just, it's gone. I haven't had a cup of coffee in months. And I replaced it with green tea. Now, I like green tea just it gives me a lot of energy. Now, most of the tea actually consumed in the U.S. is black tea. And black tea is all right, but I feel that green tea and white tea and oolong tea just offer more health benefits, especially with, I mean, if you ache and have joint problems and things like that, green tea is actually really good for that. And it kind of ties into our next topic too. So green tea compared to your usual coffee, like coffee is between 80 to 185 milligrams of caffeine, which that's a lot. You might not think it, even if you drink coffee on a daily basis, you're just not aware of the caffeine surge that gives you anymore, but that's a lot. And then most of your teas, your green teas included, they're between like 15 and 70. So that's just, so if you just want like that nice little caffeine buzz where it's not, you don't feel jittery, that's what I don't like, or I feel like my heart's about to jump out of my chest. Oh, I can't do it no more. But that's what you're looking at comparatively, like with caffeine intake. But then, I mean, it goes down, like green tea, they say has, what I like about it is because the small caffeine burst that does give you, it lasts a really long time. And that caffeine, like that actually helps you burn more fat. So, you know, if you're just looking for something extra, because you're sitting for a long period of time. And with coffee, like it's best to drink coffee and then you're actually moving around, you're walking, that's all right. But if you're just sitting down for a long time, if you drink all that excess caffeine, you're going to get jittery and it'll actually maybe throw you into mood swings. It'll heighten your anger. And if you have anxiety or even depression like I do, like it drastically affects all of that stuff. So if you are just facing just some problems right now in your life and you drink a lot of coffee, cut back on the coffee just a little bit. I'm not saying to completely cut it out of your life, because that's not fair, right? But if you maybe exchange like 2 cups of your coffee for the day for green tea, I'm telling you, you're gonna feel a lot better. And then eventually you can just do less and less. Like, I'm not saying give up coffee at all, okay? Just, you know, switch it out with some tea, especially if you suffer from joint problems. And that's our whole next topic, and joint and muscle issues. Because I know a lot of you guys and gals are out there, you're working out, you're really putting in the effort, and just at the end of the day, like, you're sore. I know, I deal with it, and I'm not driving a truck, so I could not imagine just how sore you are at the end of the day, especially if you got a good workout in the morning, and then you drive all day, and then you pull in the trucks off, and you get out, like, I know you're hurting, but using a lot of the over-the-counter and even topical ailments and pills and stuff like that, it really isn't that great for you. I am just a big fan of natural and organic. And I mean, it really does help because I have noticed a difference just in everything since then, since I've just switched it over. And it's been a little hard. Some things are a little pricey, but the benefits of it all are just amazing. And you know, if you're like me, you work out hard because, you know, you want to be healthy and you're not going to give up. You got that strength and that motivation, but your muscles and your joints are just really taking a toll, aren't they? I'm telling you, like, I just started running finally again, and my knees, my feet, just all of it hurts, and I have good shoes. So I had to look up some natural ways to soothe my aching muscles at the end of the day where, you know, I didn't want to have to go sit in a bath, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what are some things that I know that would work that a trucker can actually do out on the road? And that's usually the biggest issue when it comes to health and fitness, because there is so much information out there, but then you got to like think about how's this going to work for a trucker, because they can't do that. So that's usually my life goal, is to find health and fitness stuff that truckers can do. And you can use these natural methods to soothe your muscles that'll just make you feel better. You're not putting all those chemicals on you. I mean, look at the bottle of some of your muscle ache relief tubes. I don't know if I can say names of things. I gotta look that up. But look on the back of those and read the ingredients and tell me you can pronounce everything and you know what they are, because I sure can't. And I'm an intelligent woman. You know, I went to school. I got a degree. Like, I can't pronounce some stuff on the back of these tubes, and it worries me. So some things you can do that actually will work a lot better than any of those, like, hot cold things, or you know what I'm talking about. You know, those hot cold tube creams. This stuff's going to work better, and I promise you it will, and it'll work longer. Now, one of my favorite things to do is soak those bandage wraps in a solution of water with 2 cups Epsom salt and usually about 1 cup of apple cider vinegar. Now, what you'll do, I use like those, what are they called? They're just like those little plastic tubs you can get in the the container area, like for storage food. I get like 3 of them, and you can go ahead and you'll make your liquid solution. Put in a couple of those ACE bandages and then just pour it over and just let it sit just forever, how long you want. It could be all day, the longer the better. And you know, at the end of the day, before you lay down, wrap your muscles or joints or something in these ACE bandages and let them sit. It's best if you can get them warmed, like if you have a microwave or something in your truck, or even if a little broiler or something, you can warm it up over that. Just, it'll help if you warm up the bandages and the liquid before you put it on. But if not, just still doing it, it's gonna help, because the warmth of your body will heat it up. But it'll really help to just loosen your muscles up. It draws out all those toxins and that lactic acid that's built up in there, making it really sore. And now I know it might smell a little funky, but it works. I'm telling you, I've been doing this. Like, I do my really hardcore workouts about 3 times a week. So when I do those, like, I have to wrap up, especially my elbows or my shoulders or my knees. Like, I'll wrap it up and I just sit there for about 1 hour and just let it soak, or however long I can stand it. And I'm telling you, it has just made a world of difference. So that's one way. Now, another thing I was looking into is, you know, I'm a big supplement taker, but I'm very picky about them because I don't just want to take them and then just pee them out, you know. But omega-3 fish oil is actually really great for your joints. So if you don't already have this in your daily, like, routine plan for maybe you take some vitamins, or if you don't, if you deal with, like, aching joints or just inflamed joints and things like that, adding like a omega fish oil to your regime will actually really help you out. I would highly recommend just doing your research on them, maybe which brand is best. There are natural options, or if you just can't stand the smell, there are the odorless ones. So definitely looking into that. And there is a lot of food that you can actually eat to help your muscles as well. There's a couple of really cool websites out there that have tons of the food listed, but some of my favorites, like what I try to eat, are especially broccoli or any really dark leafy green, charred, kale. Also, like, those are really great for inflammation in your joints. It might not be something that'll help you like right now, but if you do eat it on a daily basis, it'll just make everything a lot easier. And now I like to snack on broccoli and things like that, but there's a lot of other foods that you can eat. I'm telling you, if you got a phone, just hit it up in that research, in that Google bar, and you will just be amazed at the stuff that you can eat that will really help your joints and help you recover from your workouts. Another thing is, I know I was talking to one of my uncle's friends. He was a driver, and he was telling me he was having just some issues with gout and stuff. And I told him that like tart cherry juice will actually just, that'll cure you right up. And you know, because it's painful. So, and it just makes work not, it doesn't make work very fun. But if you just keep a bottle of tart cherry juice. You can get it basically anywhere now. You really want to get the organic kind, though. They have it all over the place. You just keep a bottle of this stuff in your truck. I'm telling you, it'll make all the difference, especially in your inflamed joints. If there's nothing else you like that I'm suggesting, this stuff is actually pretty great. It doesn't taste the best if you're not like big into really tart things. Like if you don't like Sour Patch Kids, this might be a little difficult, but you can always dilute it in some water or something like that. This is like a recent discovery of something to help my muscles and my joints and things recover, because I am, you know, I'm a little bit bigger. And so losing weight is not that easy for me, mainly because the weight on my joints hurts like a lot, especially, you know, running. That's why I haven't been able to run for a long time. It's just the weight pushing down on my knees and my shins, like it hurt. But now I've found this new remedy and I've kind of tested it out the past few weeks because it just sounds insane. Like I didn't think it would work, but oh my gosh, it works. it was crazy. And then even my mama was like, that's not gonna work. She's like, you reading that crazy voodoo stuff online? I was like, no mama, it's gonna work. And it's molasses in coffee, or I like to put it in tea because, of course, you know, I don't drink coffee. I got some organic, they say blackstrap organic molasses. You want it to be so thick. I love molasses. I love molasses and honey on biscuits. Oh, that takes me back to the days. But you put a spoonful, like a nice good heaping spoonful, in either a hot cup of coffee, or I put it in like a hot cup of green tea that already has a little lemon in it. And it tastes super sweet, but it's still kind of good. And I love to actually do this at night before, like when I'm getting ready to like lay down, or I'll do it right before I do a yoga workout or something. But I mean, you can do it at any time. It really doesn't matter. If you're going to do it with coffee, I would recommend doing it in the morning. The molasses is actually really great for your joints. And I'm telling you, after like 3 days of doing this, and I did it once in the morning and then I did two times at night, I mean, I didn't have nearly as much like pain and inflammation in my joints after my actual weight workouts. And I was just amazed. I was just amazed that something so simple like that could work the way that it did. So you can give that one a go. It's super easy, especially if you don't want to take pills or tart cherry juice, or you don't like any other thing that I'm suggesting. This is actually pretty good. And if you are Southern, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Because I'm from the South, and I just, anytime that I get to use molasses or put it in something or get some biscuits, oh, I'm in heaven. I love molasses. I hate that people don't really know. I ran into a girl the other day. She didn't even know what molasses was. Oh, that broke my little Southern heart. Now, another, I've always thought this was a Southern remedy because I got it. It's been passed down in my family for a long time, I know, but I'm, you know, one of my favorite just ride or die go-to never fails sore muscle inky joint reliever is golden raisins and gin. I know it sounds like it doesn't work. If you're not familiar with this little concoction, it might be a little different, but I'm telling you, it works. And My granny, she had really bad arthritis, like to the point she could barely move her hands without just being in excruciating pain. Well, and then she's like, you know what? I should just give this a go. And she did. And it just changed her life. She was able, like after about a week or so of doing this, she was able to move her hands. She was able to get back out in the garden. She didn't have the pain. And she just liked the fact that she was eating raisins that have been soaked in gin. It doesn't give you a buzz or anything like that because you don't eat a lot of raisins. But how you do it is, or how I do it, is I put it in a bowl and I pour in, you want the golden raisins. That's the only ones you want. Don't think about the other ones. You want golden raisins. And I get the big old box and you just pour them in a bowl and then cover them with gin about maybe half an inch or not half an inch, about a quarter of an inch over the top, you know, that you want them covered with a little bit extra. And then what I do, I'll cover them with the cloth just so like dust and stuff doesn't get on there. But you basically just want to let them soak for however long they need till most of that gin has evaporated or been absorbed actually into the raisins. They won't like plump up or anything. They'll just be a little squishy. But once you get to that point, then you just want to transfer your squishy raisins into some type of airtight container. I just use like an old school mason jar or any of those like airtight lid lock ones. That'll work. You just want airtight. You don't want them to go bad or spoiling. And then just every morning or so, you're just eat about nine a day. Just nine little raisins a day. Now, my granny didn't need nine. She actually just did six, but it's kind of up to you. I wouldn't go anything really above nine, just to first be on the safe side. And then, you know, it just depends on how much pain you're in. But do that just about once a day. I'm telling you, no, you can do it twice a day too. Taking a few at night, that's a really good idea. But I just take them once a day in the morning and I'll eat them. And I'm telling you, I don't have problems with my joints inflaming or pain or anything like that. It's really great. You don't get any type of alcohol buzz or anything like that. And I think they actually taste pretty good. So those are just some great natural remedies to help your sore muscles and joints that you can get into. Because I don't like over-the-counter things, especially with ingredients I can't pronounce. I'm kind of against it. I feel like I'm being tricked half the time when I go into that. And I feel like more people need to think like that too. I honestly think we're being tricked. But okay, next thing. If you didn't know, April is National Stress Awareness Month, and one of the best stress relievers is working out. No lie, I'm not joking. I have tried everything to relieve stress. I'm telling you, like every single remedy, everything that didn't involve working out, I have tried, and nothing works like working out. Now, I'm going to be truthful with you. I have just a lot of problems dealing with stress and anxiety and depression. And, you know, taking the prescribed medications for that, it only made me sick. It made me really sick, or it made me a vegetable, or I wasn't able to just be happy in life. And I thought that was the whole point of taking all that medicine. So I just kind of swore them all off. I kind of just swore off the doctors too, just all of it. Probably not the wisest decision, but honestly, so far it's kind of worked. So if you're kind of in the same boat, this is exactly what you want to listen to, okay? Working out really is going to help you. It improves everything. It improves your whole life across the board. And all you have to do is just do it. Just getting that motivation, though, to start working out is the hardest thing. But I'm telling you, once you start working out every single day, it gets easier. And then you just want to work out. My truck's been in the shop, so I haven't been able to go into the gym. And so I've just been doing what workouts I can at home. And my body's already, it's mad at me. It's like, no, we want to run. So, you know, what will really help you stay on track with keeping up with your workouts, and so that your mood's better and you're just happier and you appreciate life a bit more, you got to plan your workouts. Plan your workouts. Like, you can put forth this minimal effort, because once you get started working out, it's hard to stop. I'm telling you, it really, really is. And if you go through the trouble to plan out your meals for the week and how much money you can spend on maybe eating out once or twice while you're on the road, plan your workouts too. And you got to consider a few things when planning out your workouts, because you do want to offset what you're doing each day. You don't want to do the same thing every day. I know for me, like I do weight training 3 times a week, and then I do some hardcore cardio twice a week, and I switch that every week. I'll switch them around. So if But you don't have to do it that way, of course. Like, you can work, do cardio, and then do arms one day. And then the next day, you want to get legs and maybe not do as much cardio. And then the next day, do cardio and legs or cardio and abs or something like that. Now, I just love to put in cardio with whatever I'm doing, especially with weight training, just because I need to get my heart rate up so that it'll help burn the fat and everything in my metabolism. Because just eating all that horrible food just over the years, and my metabolism is shot. Like, that's my biggest problem, is starting to get the weight off, is just getting my metabolism back up and running. And especially my job, like, I don't really have a chance to work out all the time like you guys. Like, you're kind of sitting still, or you're sitting still in your truck, you know what I mean? But that's really what you got to do. And to really get your metabolism working is a lot to do with getting in that cardio, but with your weights. Or, now I know you don't want to carry weights around with you on the road, because that's just too much hassle and ain't nobody got time for that. But what you could really do is resistance bands. A lot of truckers use these, and I think that at healthytrucker.net, you can go on there and they have links, or especially their YouTube channel is amazing. I'm not sponsored by them in any way. I just love what they do. But if you hit up either their YouTube channel or even their website, they have some of the best, like, just resistance band workouts that you can find. Because, I mean, it's truckers doing them and truckers are talking to you while it's going on. This one guy, he was really great. He was like, you know, he was at the receiver, I believe is where he was, or somewhere. And he's like, you're not really allowed as a trucker. You can't really get out and walk around and run around, but you can get out and stand by your truck. And he's like, so when I'm waiting to get my truck's getting loaded or unloaded, I'll grab some resistance bands, just stand right outside the door and hook them around the seat and do some resistance training. And he's like, you know, I'm within the rules and I'm getting a workout done. And he's like, and it's better. I don't want to be sitting in my truck, especially if it's a gorgeous day. So definitely check them out to get some workout ideas, because some truckers are actually a little skeptical. They're like, well, is that really going to help? Yes, it will help. I promise. Any little effort that you put in for working out or just helping to burn those calories or improve your immune system, anything like that, every little bit counts. Don't think that you have to put in an hour workout every single day. You don't. You really don't. You'll get to that point. I know that you will. You'll want to work out that long. But even if you can do it maybe 15 minutes, just something. I know there's 15 minutes in your life that you can either do some resistance workout or just walk around the parking lot a couple times in the daylight. Please be safe. So all that kind of stuff, just every little bit really does count. And I know you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it, right? I know you're listening to me thinking she must be some little old thing. And, you know, I kind of am. I'm a little short girl, but I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. So hit me up on the Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page or Twitter and let me know some of your favorite workouts to do on the road or around your truck or something. I just love to know what you guys, especially if you're kind of inventive with things, I love to know. And I really do hope you guys have just a great week, and I hope the sun shines real bright for you, because you deserve a good day. You deserve a good day every day. And I just want you to remember, Truckee Nation, that you get what you give in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.